here we go, let's hear what they say. Long ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We are here talking Love After Lockup. I was with my friend who has never seen a second of this program, and me trying to describe to her what was going on. I was like, God, I feel ashamed that I watched the show. Like, it's just when you explain it to someone who has no idea like what the fuck it is, it sounds like so preposterous.
She's an open-minded person. What did she think?
Oh, she seemed entertained.
You think she'll keep watching?
You know, no. But, you know, I think she was.
Is she a reality TV person at all?
Not really. She's not like a TV person.
It's interesting.
I mean, she watches some TV,
life,
but she's
right?
Not. Yeah. Read, because she's
does
a freaking librarian.
Does she watch Netflix? Oh, that's true.
I think so. Some. But
she's an avid reader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She reads a lot.
That's cool.
Right?
And does she like reading a
read
real
more.
Book or a Kindle?
I think she does like the library where they send
you
this shit onto your. I do too, but like it is nice to just get books sent to your Kindle. You know, I think that's how she does it. No, I personally I don't, but in theory, right? Yeah,
it's a great invention, especially for late at night.
Oh yeah,
but there is something so magical about the smell of a book.
Of a real book, I agree.
Stiff your nose right. All right,
we're gonna get into it, but we are covering Temptation Island beginning. This week, first episode of Temptation Island airs tomorrow, and our episode will drop right after the show. So get ready!
I can't wait.
I know.
These people
so Temptation
are
Island,
losers.
We're gonna drop those recaps. Oh yeah, once
you're going
a week,
on
we're
that show after
someone.
A year, it's over.
Oh, I have thoughts. Don't worry, we'll get into it.
Losers.
I've got thoughts on the length of time for this to be even mildly appropriate. So yeah, we'll be dropping those episodes everywhere, but we'll have some interviews. A lot of that bonus content will be over on our Patreon. Don't forget to check out Patreon, patreon.com/podcast.
We're going to have
dropped
a fun
a lot of stuff
live
this
coming
month.
Up.
Got our end of the month live celebrating our birthdays. It's going to be a good time.
We're the same age, baby. Till Friday.
Wild.
How do you feel? Isn't it a weird age to be?
It is a weird age.
I mean,
it's like
you don't think about it, but it's just
downhill from here. Somebody was like, "You're halfway to 70." I was like, "Fuck you."
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, right.
This is middle age. This
right.
really is.
Totally. All right. Who do you want to start
with?
That's
why we're doing this podcast and exposing our thoughts.
Right. Let's start with we'll just get John and Christiana out of the way since they were first but last.
Shine up the old Firebird.
He was really, she could not take his focus away from that car. He was fully into it.
He's like, get the fuck out of here, Tara. My baby's coming home. You're
I love
fuck
it.
Up.
I think it's hilarious. He's like pretty much like, listen, if she comes back and they have conversations, they'll know. It's like he almost wants her to just become a drug addicted, like lost soul that he never has to deal with again. Because he like doesn't want
the truth will come out.
Right.
She's like, I'm coming back to see my sister. It's like, hell the fuck you are. You're not coming back here ever.
My
favorite
part. Was when she was like, I mean, listen, they're popping up new furniture, new bed. I don't know. You know, he was arrested for fraud, like saying he's back to his old ways. It was like, as she's leaving, just dropping a bomb.
IKEA furniture. What the
good.
6 months ago, I was drinking and driving.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to the kids. She's like all pissed. He doesn't give a
Where
shit.
Where is she going? And she's coming out of that side panel base East Coast basements. There's nothing more sad or Midwest. I don't know
where they
tornado
are.
Tornado freaking Idaho. Boise. Are they in Boise? I don't know.
Oh god.
And that hair on him. Can you imagine living with that hair?
No. So long.
It's really long.
It's aggressive.
Stinky.
I'm excited for her to get out. I'm ready for the next step.
And he's like, if she comes here, she'll know the vibe.
Yep.
So something definitely happened.
Definitely. 100%.
That is sick.
Oh, yeah.
And Tara doesn't want to say it, but she's looking at him like,
yep.
You fucked me, man.
Yep. 100%.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Let's see
imagine
here.
Imagine being in that situation.
No.
He's like, you gotta go.
You're getting
out. We're tapped.
We got one felon at a time around these parts. It's hilarious. She doesn't believe his reasoning. Like, she really thinks that he's lying to her, and he might be. We'll see.
She's jealous. Poor Christiana.
I'm rooting for her. Gotta get out of Doth or wherever they live. Where do they live?
Blythe.
Blake?
If your sister is screwing your husband. Oh my god.
Bad sitch. All right. Let's move to Brittany and Marcelino. Man, loved their matching camo vibe.
Where Fashion Nova did that come from? She looked great. She needs to go back to red hair, though, in my opinion.
This episode, I agree with you. Brittany's so amazing the way she's talking to her mom. Like, you don't have to be responsible for her actions. Let it go. And it's like, that's what she did with her mom. She's telling that to her mom to tell her mom. You know, it's just like, it's wild.
It's amazing how it clicks for some people. It's never going to click for Brittany's mom.
I don't think so either.
Ever. No.
I loved Marcelino was like, listen, this situation's kind of a double-edged sword because, like, she could benefit or she could flip the other way. And it's like, that is very true. Like, she will either become sober or they get home and she's on drugs immediately.
She's in the hotel. Yeah.
And I'm kind of leaning that way.
She's never going to be okay. She needs to leave Vegas.
Right, because you saw the dad. Like, the dad was, like, pissed that she was there, that Brittany was dealing with her. Your mom is not your problem. You got to protect yourself and the kids. Sounded like Marcelino, you know? And then the dad's like, fuck, here she
is. The dad got clean, like, but
he doesn't want to be part of the circus.
And then it's crazy.
Wild.
It's not going to end. It's maybe, I hope so, but I don't think so.
No, when Brittany said that Jackie's mom, her grandmother's mom, was also like this, that it was like every generation. And she's like, I want to break the cycle. It's like, again, more props to her than anyone else that we've ever seen on reality TV, because how did she do this?
How?
I don't know. It's amazing.
Like, she's breaking genetics. The hardest.
Yes.
I mean, that's really hard to do. It'd be so much easier to do the, and it seems like it's easy, not like it's. Just, she seems like she's really doing great.
Yeah, right. Like, she doesn't seem tempted or like this doesn't seem like people's concern, like Marcelino and the dad, is she's going to be drawn into the bullshit. But she doesn't seem to think that's going to happen to her. She seems very strong.
She's been clean for 20 years.
Yeah, crazy.
She's great.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
going to help a lot of people in this world.
Totally. And I thought it was sweet, like Marcelino hugging the mom.
Yeah.
You know, when she came out. That was nice.
Because he's lucky his mom did get clean. I wonder what the percentage is of addicts getting clean, but I know it's not in their favor probably.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Poor Brittany, though. She really is. She's something special. They all are. And absolutely. To pick Marcelino, and we thought Marcelino was such a freak when we first met him. We should rewatch that first scene.
I know we should.
Because what did he do when he would... He would wait out there.
Yeah, he would like go stand by prison, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be a creep, but
yep. And he was kind of controlling when they first got out, and she had that lesbian friend.
And
you know, there was a lot
through their her
yeah
relationship. I mean, she had genuine feelings for that woman.
Yeah, what was her name?
It's fascinating.
She's back in jail.
Oh, I forget what is she?
Right?
Oh, no, not Sasha. Yeah.
Oh,
the
other
one. What was her name? I forget.
It was something
nice
like
girl,
puppy-ish,
though.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Sasha. I wonder how Sasha's doing. I saw a picture of Dylan. He looks cracked out.
Oh, damn. Really?
Heather might have been onto something. We never heard back from Heather ever.
No,
she's
didn't.
Off Instagram and good
well,
for her.
She's being healthy and yeah.
Better. Our, it's better.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay away from us, Heather.
Lacey and Shane, aka Shane's, I mean, Lacey's dad's star of the show.
Squints.
Hilarious. I love him just done with the bullshit. If you're going to be a grown-up, be a grown-up.
He does not believe her.
No. Not at all. And you can tell. He just knows she's full of shit.
What's the theme of this show? Fucked up parenting. Lacey's parents fucked up. Brittany's parents fucked up. I'm sure Destiny's parents, they said...
Yep.
It's really sad.
I know. Yeah, you're right. It is definitely cyclical. I mean, I think that's why the dad, you know, some people like Britney's dad, and I feel like Lacey's dad to an extent, it's like they snap in older, right?
He's but
the damage
trying.
Is the damage is right. done. Your daughter is now
too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
She's a cocksucking whore. I'm sorry. I love Lacey, but that is
right.
It's okay.
I mean, I just love like when he goes over to John's, he's like, "You want to hit me? Bring it on." Like he wanted him to hit him so he would send him.
He would have won. He would have won.
But I think he was trying to aggravate him into another arrest and just get him out of the
picture.
Yeah. Who needs him?
Right. Yeah, that's true. And he looks so cracked out. And his friend hiding in the door.
Lurking in the background. Yeah. And then he's like, "I just want to know the truth." He's like, "Damn right they called the cops on your dumb ass. You put yourself in a stupid position for what?" I love the dad. He's just going around ranting.
She did call the cops.
Yeah.
And because he was going to come there.
I think he was driving drunk or something. He was all fucked up. And I think she knew it. And I guess just called it in.
I still would never call the cops unless someone was going to
kill me. Me neither.
I would not call the cops unless someone was at my door and I needed backup.
I'm never calling the cops to me. It's just not going to happen.
It's something I don't do.
No, me neither.
It's against all of my instincts is to get the cops involved. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, me too.
If you're driving drunk, I just cross my fingers, say, hope he gets home safe. Hope he doesn't kill anybody. I'm not calling the cops on nobody.
No, I don't want that karma in my life.
Well, unless you're doing something crazy. If you're a ped, if you're doing something bad or whatever, but.
No, if I witnessed, like, if I saw somebody murder someone or abduct a child, or yes, there are scenarios where I'm calling the cops.
Right.
But for the large, I would say.
But I would double. I would question it. Be like, do I really want to get these people involved? It might turn on me. I don't trust it. I don't want to end up in jail for something I didn't do.
I mean,
I called the fucking cops.
Yeah, I got pulled over the other day. Oh, I didn't tell you this. I got pulled over. Sterling was in the car going like, you know, I was speeding, whatever. Pulls me over. Were you in a rush? I'm just going back for a meeting. I wasn't. And I was like, I'm sorry. When I saw you, I realized like I was going fast, you know, and just the whole time I was just like, is he going to be a dick? And he let me off with like a warning. But I was like, I need to get my phone for my insurance. Like, can I reach into my bag? I was trying to be like,
you're like Tyler,
just calm, cool. I was just trying to be as chill as possible. I was like, yeah, I was sorry. I really apologize.
I'm nuts every time I get pulled over.
I'm sure
they told me they had to pat me down for weapons one time. I was crying hysterically.
Oh, wow. Good.
Wow. I'm so happy you got off.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing worse than getting pulled over. I got a ticket picking Warner up from school, speeding. I was going 75 and a 55.
School zone?
Yeah, you know, I was just like railing, but
oh god.
I'm really happy you got off.
Oh, me too. I was.
There's nothing worse than dealing with a ticket, too.
Yeah, the worst. All right. Amber and pups.
Oh, I'm so happy. Hopefully was this Sterling's
okay.
cute little model face. I see he's a model.
I know. I was hoping that like he was
cute.
Out of trouble. I wanted him
he
to start crying.
Adorable.
But he just sat
I know,
there silent.
Cry.
Like, come on,
throw a fit.
Now's the time.
My stomach looks pregnant. I'm like, I'll just pop the stomach out. I got pulled over super, super pregnant, and I didn't have my registration stickers on. The guy looked like he was embarrassed. He even pulled me over. He was like, "Go home, ask your husband to put the stickers on. Get home safe." I looked like he should have driven me home.
All right. Okay. So you said, was the Amber and puppy situation what you were talking about when you were like, oh, the ending of this episode? You're talking about Destiny and
Sean. Oh, no. I was talking about, I watched YouTube. I finished the end of my episode because it cut off. I was talking about the dad. My highlight was his dad fighting John.
Oh, okay. All right.
Puppy and what's her face to me. It's entertaining, but it's kind of stupid, too.
No, it is stupid. I think there are a few moments I found that was hilarious was when the attorney told them that actually if he died, he'd be the beneficiary. And the way the puppy's face lit up. And I feel like the attorney was kind of insinuating, like, you know.
I tweeted she had a security button, but towards the end, she was ready to give them tips on how to get through this.
That's how I felt.
She was team puppy Amber.
Totally. And then when she
puppies
called,
puppies got that sexual vibe, man. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah. When she sat down and she was like, "All right, we got to call Vince," and then answers, "Hi, Dad." It was like, okay, I just can't deal with her calling him Dad.
I know
Dad
she seems so sweet until she talks to Vince.
Yes, I think Amber, even though Amber is a piece of shit, Amber is aware, like, I believe she does not want to go back to prison. She may be terrible in the way she deals with human relationships,
yeah,
but I do believe she doesn't really want to go back to jail.
She's too stupid. She's going to end up back in jail.
She might.
And Amber looks better, plumper. Amber looks crackheadish, as thin as she is.
Yeah, she's very thin compared to what she
looked like before. I liked her when we first met her. She had a little junk in her trunk.
Yeah.
And it was more lovable.
Yep. When
she
was like,
smile was brighter. She's dimming. She's
a little
dimming.
Bit. I would agree.
She looks so happy when she got out of jail, even seeing Vince. Now she's getting more criminal thinking, I think.
Oh.
She's got this boyfriend.
Yeah, see, I think she's trying to stay out.
Does Puppy know about... She's trying to stay out, but she's rotten to the core, sending spam to sweet podcasters.
Justine will never forgive her.
So
when she said, like, Puppy's going to make it her mission to fuck with him, it was like, that is what she's gonna do. Like, I mean listen, I think it's entertaining. I don't necessarily need to see it though.
Writeaprisoner.com, that's a website. There's a GoDaddy. Well, we'll see. I can't believe they're talking blatantly about scamming on TV.
Blatant.
They're the dumbest. It's, you're dumb.
I just found that, yeah, the lawyer was where I was like, man, she's really like, she's giving off a vibe,
like,
here.
Here's
to
me. The, here's,
yes,
the,
here's
the
way
loopholes
to do it. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like the kind of attorney like sketchy people want, you know?
It was like it was going to turn into a triple porno and they're all going to eat each other's cooch. That's what it seemed like. I don't know. Yeah.
That's good.
She seemed like she was really easing up.
Yep.
It was weird.
Totally.
Because if I saw Puppy and Amber, the second their vibes entered my aura, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. You two are bad news.
Agreed. Agreed. All right.
Nothing to do with them.
Me neither. Destiny and Sean. Oh, I found this hilarious. The fact that she just like destroys him, breaks up with him, shove it up your ass, and then she drives off in his car with his
the
credit
balls.
Cards.
Shove it up your ass.
The cojones. I love it. I'm literally, what did she say? I'm literally going to rip your face off. That's when I was like, wait, what? Like,
we'll see what happens.
Explain this to me. Am I missing something? What is she so angry about?
She just doesn't know how to deal with anything.
But what is she angry about? That he talks to his ex-wife?
She's just like a gaslighter, I think, who's just trying to come up with anything.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she's trying to act like she's like deeply offended by him talking to the ex-wife.
He blocked his family.
Yeah.
He would give away rights, I think, to be with Destiny. Destiny's done something to this man. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It's wild. I didn't know that you could just call a tow truck to like just tow a car at any point.
I feel like there has to be some type of,
you have to verify you own
somebody
it,
involved,
right?
Yeah.
Like, title, like I could just, I'm pissed at you, I could just call them and be
like
tow my
be
car
a
away
police officer, and then the cameramen
the
are watching
involved
her walk in. Yeah, no,
right.
This is why I don't deal with it. I had an ex-boyfriend truck, I'm stupid, truck was in my name and his, but mainly mine, and I could have done that route, but I just, it's like, again, I was like, I'm not calling the fucking cops, I'll figure this out. You know, and it worked out fine. I just let him have it, but I could have taken it probably.
Yeah.
Sticklerish, but there's just some things you don't want to deal with. I don't know.
Oh, 100%. I hate tow companies. So I wouldn't be inclined. If I were him, I'd freaking call the dealer, be like, give me an extra key, go in the middle of the night, fucking take the car. What is she going
to do? That is the fucking James Bond way to do it. You're right.
Cause she's not going to do shit. She's not going to call and say it was stolen. It's not
and
your car.
So dramatic.
Right.
And legally, it's your fucking car. Right.
Right. I can't wait, though, to watch
how does
him
he not
try
have
to tow
a key
it away from her.
I bet he has a key.
Yeah, he probably does have
this
a key.
Is love
this
after
shit's probably all fake.
Bullshit.
Right.
Because he's sitting out there. They got cameramen. And then she's going to wait around an hour.
Right. Right.
I know.
Well, I mean, I guess she's just sitting inside, right? And he's going to sit there. But yeah, it does seem a little sketch.
Seems like she's acting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Sean she is so stupid.
So stupid. He is a special kind of dumb. When he's like driving home, he's like, well, I mean, the car's pretty much maxed out, so I guess I'll just cancel it. It's like, oh my God, you're so dumb.
He would look like her. He would be with her.
Absolutely. In a second. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you some confidential information that Justine shared with me about our last
couple.
Oh,
my God. Oh, is this about my text?
About Sarah and Michael?
Oh, my God. I forgot we were talking about them. I regret this. I don't, though, because I watched it again today.
Texted me a screenshot and was like, something's wrong with me. I think Michael looks attractive in this scene. And I told her that she needs help.
Do you agree?
Okay. No.
When I saw them talking, her eyes are lit up. His eyes are lit up. It's like they were 13 years old
again, and they were in love. Teenagers. Yeah.
And it was, I saw kind of a genuine side of him, and maybe it was lingering from him looking so sharp last episode. But I do not think he's a good person at all. But
I almost hilarious.
Just want their dysfunctionalness just to be together. I could see them being together 60 years old, and Michael's just a weirdo and does what he does and comes just, home.
Yeah. She just
I don't
stands
know.
By.
It was almost sweet to a point.
Wow.
But
I
it was
felt
sick.
I see.
Sick.
I felt
it was
the exact
sick,
opposite
but,
because yeah. she came in from supposedly breaking up
sick.
With someone that, no, someone broke up with her that she supposedly was in love
she
with.
She was happy.
And
yeah.
she's walking in laughing, joking about sex, and they go off into the room together. She's
no,
a piece
it's
of
sick.
Shit.
It's, oh, they're garbage.
And like what when they were saying the nose thing, like your nose looks like Pinocchio, and, she's
and
like,
she booped him. I
yeah.
know.
Boop.
Oh,
like,
your
what?
Nose is big. Well, your nose is like pin liar. I know.
Listen, the most truthful thing Michael's ever said, he said in this episode, which was, "I can have sex with Sarah at any time." That's
true.
That's it. That's the truth.
And
right?
he like crawled in there like the night creeper.
Yeah, Night Stalker.
I mean, like, he's just like, I'm going it. And she gives him the signs. I mean, her face, their faces were lit up.
Lit up. You're right. That part, you're 100% right.
It was, yeah.
the rest, I think, are.
It just looked like they were little kids, and I can see how they fall in love. And, but Michael has a nice mother, he's got a nice sister. I mean, I understand that life is fucked up, but.
Worst.
It is funny. I just don't like Sarah, so I could care less about her, I guess.
Oh
so
yeah, no. I don't care either. I mean,
I see
these
them
are
together
two,
and
these
they
are
deserve
two
each
people
other.
Who deserve each other. Absolutely.
Sarah would have shown us by now some type of redeeming qualities. I even root for fucking Kenya when everyone's shit on her.
Oh, not
you
me.
Know? Which she doesn't deserve anything.
Right.
Sarah's even worse than that.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, I just their entire vibe. I guess my issue is they keep bringing other people into it and their children. Like, if you want to be dysfunctional together, fine. You're fucking with other people. You're fucking with your kids.
I agree.
It's sick. I've had
and
enough.
He comes home. He's sitting on the couch. You cheated on me.
Yeah. Like,
it's
what?
So sick. It's sick behavior. It's so sick.
It is. Oh, it is. All right. I think that's
I
it.
I know. And I, yeah, no, they're sick.
Yeah, they are. They really are. No Andrea and Lamar this week. Andrea, excuse me.
They're too normal.
I know.
Their life is too good.
Right.
Good for them.
It's like a positive sign. If you're on Love, it like correlates your happiness and
what
how much you
can they do for like now they're in this reality TV cycle.
Right.
They need to kind of figure out something else for them. Maybe they could remodel homes or something.
Oh, that'd be fun. I would love to watch her like control
something, right?
No, that'd be great.
I don't watch stupid who's the biggest remodeler people. I
don't watch any of that shit.
Chip and Gaines.
Yeah.
No,
I don't watch it either.
Chop
I don't
my
watch
head
of
off and throw it in a bag. If I'm watching,
you know, the
Chip
only time
Joanna
I'm watching
Gaines.
That, I'm in Las Vegas, I'm hungover, I'm spending 4 hours in a hotel room. I'll put on something, not change the channel. That would be when I watch HGTV. Other than that, not happening.
I'd watch Beat Bobby Flay before I'm watching.
Oh, I'd watch that too.
There's something depressing until I'm super rich and my house looks better than everybody's.
Okay. I feel you.
You know, it's
all right,
like,
guys.
I'm living in this dump. No, I'm just kidding.
And I gotta watch this shit. all right, friends, we'll be
good
back
for Chip and Joanna
before you know it. Don't forget,
we
check
love
out
you.
Our Patreon. We love you,
Moira. I love you.
Island, let's go.
Yes, okay. Temptation Island. Tell your friends, tell your mom to leave us a review, tell your stepdad,
yep,
tell your boyfriend that your husband doesn't know about.
Tell
go on
all.
His phone. We
all
love
right,
you.
Guys. We love you.